When you think of the main character of the musical, Annie, a couple of things instantly come to mind.
The sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on to...
This song, for one, and Annie's hair. Her curly, bright red hair communicates pluck and independence. And it's made NPR's Neda Ulaby wonder about the hair politics of the new movie version of Annie. It opens in theaters next week, and it stars an African-American actress.
Colorblind casting is not 100% colorblind. Making characters like Annie and Daddy Warbucks black brings up a host of hair issues.
Whoa, my hair's gigantic.
Let's just take a look for a second at a trailer for the movie.
I was absolutely struck by the fact that hair seems to almost be a character in the trailer.
Cornell University professor Noliwe Rooks studies the history and politics of black hair. In this two-minute trailer, she says there's about three or four hair jokes, and Annie's hair is still a statement.
Her hair is just, like, wild. It literally is unstyled. It's not in a style. It's just big. It's not combed. It's just sticking out. You know, no one is taking care of this child. No one is particularly interested in her grooming.
In the trailer, Annie's hair comes up again when the evil foster mom, Miss Hannigan, is talking with the Daddy Warbucks character. He's been renamed Will Stacks.
Annie says that you're a very good singer.
What'd she say?
She's a really good singer.
Miss Hannigan is mocking Annie. She holds up her hand as if she's got giant hair. Her visitor is confused.
I don't know what this is.
Her hair.
The original Annie had a red afro.
Terry Francis of Indiana University says this Annie's hair is puffy, and it's tinted slightly red, but...
it's not really a fro. Why doesn't she have a fro?
A fro, says Francis, is round and trimmed and carries its own cultural mythology.
The fro is too political or too threatening or too black or something?
Lest we confuse Annie with Angela Davis. Cultural politics might also explain, she says, why in the same two-minute trailer we see Annie catching the famously bald Daddy Warbucks, or Will Stacks, putting on a hairpiece. Annie rats him out to his lovely white assistant, Grace Farrell.
Why aren't you and Mr. Stacks together?
He's very good-looking. Great chiseled face, good hair.
I wouldn't bank on the hair, sister.
Terry Francis says black baldness means something different than white baldness.
The baldness is not about losing hair. The baldness is badness. Two A's, four S's.
To give Daddy Warbucks a hairpiece is to tame him a little bit, she says. It makes him a little less feral. Scholar Noliwe Rooks says there's something else important going on. You see Grace Farrell taking care of Annie's hair.
Generally, what we hear is that white mothers do not know what to do with black children's hair.
To see a moment in a movie trailer where a white woman happily, comfortably makes an African-American girl's hair look good, she says that's significant.
It's difficult for us to find cultural productions that are about the love and care of little black children. I give them two thumbs up for that.
Rooks says the story of African-American hair is a story about belonging and not belonging. And it's a story that fits nicely and not so nicely in the story of an orphan looking for and finding a family. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.